All right, welcome everybody. It is Sunday, February 17, 2019, and we just started, but we're here moving along in the Hallelujah Life. So, the name of this message is Barakha. I kept listening to it. It's spelled B-A-R-A-C-H-A. Barakha. Everything belongs to God. That's the title of the message. That's not what the word means. Everything belongs to God. Okay. Barakha. Or Barakha. You fight it out. It means, but what it means is to bless or adore. It means to pronounce as good or favorable, to speak well of. It comes close to the meaning of success or to make happy. It means benefit, blessed. This is how it's used in Scripture. To mean benefit, blessed, blessing, blessings, plural, generous, gift, most blessed, peace, present. Like a gift, probably. When we offer adoration to God and bless God, this is a form of praise. So the word is used in connection with a blessing given on bended knee. At the core of the word is the Hebrew concept that everything belongs to God, which is why I titled the message, Everything Belongs to God. And this is a live recording. All in favor say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And did I even pray? No. Let's pray. See, we prayed earlier, so we pray again. Okay, Father.
Board meeting.
Well, no, I prayed at the beginning of the sermon. The service, too. Okay. Anyway, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this. We thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit has led us to go into this series on the Hallelujah Life. And, Lord, we do bless your holy name. We bless you. We thank you for all the benefits, the blessings, and everything that we have. We thank you for you, your person, your nature, your character. We thank you, God, that you are our God. We thank you that you are creator and redeemer. And we ask now for your Holy Spirit to come to guide us into the truth of this word, to bless and blessing, and the power of it. For this we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so at the core of this word is everything belongs to God. As Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The idea is this, since everything belongs to God, we should not take anything without a blessing. Bless the Lord. Bless God. One Hebrew tradition says, if one fails to offer a blessing, or barakah, or a barakah, I don't know, as he takes from life, he is robbing God. In other words, when you receive something, everything is being received. Oh, you thought you earned it. Give me that. Mine. Everything belongs to God. And so, whatever we receive, in whatever form, we are going to participate in working. He that does not work, neither shall he eat. But, whatever we take from life, if we fail to offer a blessing when we take from life, we're robbing God. Robbing him of what? Blessing him. Thanking him, praising him, recognizing that it's all coming from his grace and his favor. And I found one verse, this is off the cuff here, but I think it's in Malachi 2, verse 2, where he can even turn the prosperity into a curse. Yeah, look that up and check that out. Because everything belongs to God, and we need to bless him praise has to do with the person of God. Praise him. Boast in him. We talked about that. This is blessing him. Now, this is pronouncing, is speaking well of him, being his cheerleader, so to speak, we might say today. That he is generous, because God is generous. The Holy Spirit is called the Free and Most Benevolent Spirit, is one of his names. Free and Most Benevolent Spirit. Okay, we have Malachi 2:2. Oh, what does it say?
If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart, to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already, because you do not take it to heart.
All right, it's a good warning. God deserves the glory, and we give him the glory. And most people don't give him the glory. So when we give him the glory, whenever a person gives God the glory, and they are blessing God for everything you can think of, we're not robbing him. But if we just go on with attitude, and, you know, it's considered robbing God of his glory. So keep that in mind, because that's a big thing with God. A lot of people think, oh, robbing God, you didn't give him the tithe. No, it's much bigger than that. Don't we wish it was only money? If you know what I mean. And this is something everyone can do. Children can learn to do this. This is what I love about it. Everyone can do this. For every part of life, from mealtime to smelling fragrant flowers, from breathing to enjoying a sunset, from watching God's creation to watching him transform lives, we are to receive with praise, blessing, adoration, and thanksgiving. Rather than beg, we are to bless. God owes us nothing. This is so, you know, when I was going through this and writing that, I think, wow, and we are in such an entitlement culture today. I have my rights. You know, this or that. I don't know. I don't care whether it's the government, the church, the family, fill in the blank. They have to whatever, you know. We're very much into entitlements, I think. Just, we're entitled to it. And we're not going to go into that here, but think about all the things that Jesus Christ was and is entitled to that he didn't demand. When I look at the mercy and the grace of God in these interactions that they had with Jesus, I'm astounded at what he did not do. What he did not do that he had every right to do. It's really something. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I grew up with that. That scripture was stated in my house all the time. My father would say that verse. I think we're going to get the actual verse right from scripture pretty soon here, but that's how he would say it. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was always saying that. And he handled losses very well. And he was very successful. Now, I know this is contrary to much teaching, because I've heard it. Those of you who've been hearing me teach over the years know this. It irks me. Get in God's face and get what you want. I heard a woman speak at a big conference, and that's what she did. She stood up, if I can get up, she stood up and she went to this large audience. Several hundred people were in there. And she's going, get in God's face and get what you want. And I went, okay, lady, we see how that works for you. And I'm telling you, over the lifetime, it didn't work well. It did not.
Yeah, not working well.
It didn't work well. Did not. Demand God to, here's another one. Demand God to bend to your desires and will so you can fulfill your heart's desires of what destiny you deserve. That doesn't work too well either. So we're talking about attitude. We're talking about acknowledging God's sovereignty. Oh. We're talking about a faith that trusts God's nature, that he desires to bless. God desires to bless. I believe this. I've seen it. He desires to bless and give that we might receive with joy. In fact, we just have to move into a position where he can bless it and we can keep it. Yes, God loves us, but he is not our servant. He's not our servant. Well, Jesus came to serve. Well, he's not the suffering servant anymore, folks. He's the sovereign Savior, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are his servant, and we are to serve the Lord with gladness, and we are to sing praises to his holy name. Now, at this point, because this is kind of, it's not a workshop, but we're going to participate. Let's listen to Psalm 24, verse 1.
The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein.
And now let's listen to Psalm 100.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Okay, so from that scripture that she just read, what is one reason we are to bless the Lord? For he is good. His mercy, and for his mercy, because he's good, and his mercies, what?
Endure forever.
That's just from that one. All right, now I want to talk a little bit about a Greek word, hymnos. We would do it in English, hymnos. We sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. In Acts 15, chapter 15, verse 25, Paul and Silas found themselves in what most likely was a dark, damp, grungy, smelly Philippian prison. They prayed at midnight. They sang praises unto God. The Greek word hymnos is translated as, quote, sang praises to God. Sang praises to God, unquote. They worshipped in that prison. It was not, God, hey God, where are you? They probably didn't say, hey, that's too modern. God, where are you? Why did you let this happen? If you're so sovereign, blah, blah, blah. They were in a tough place and they gave God glory and honor and praise as they trusted him. Everything belongs to God. They belong to God in Christ. There is safety in that. Everything belongs to God. That even includes what we're going through, our circumstances. Everything. God, we have to see God is in control, and maybe it takes a lot of years or we go through a lot of stuff to gain wisdom in this so that we don't panic and get anxious. We just deal with what we deal with as the day unfolds and as the day comes, you know? And if you didn't get that, the phone call, the letter, this is how I look at it. When the mail is boring, you know, and it's just a lot of ads, I go, thank you, God, because the crisis stuff used to come in the, well, now they're little compared to what we went in the mail, with a phone call, somebody showing up at the door. How else? It just these things, you know, and or an event. And so when you have a day that didn't have any of that, yay, thank you, God, I got a reprieve or whatever, you know. It's a good day. Oh, I got some sleep. Oh my goodness, that's a big one. Yes. Job held on to God while going through total heartache and financial ruin, not to mention his health and his friends, in quotes, his friends. So there's a longer passage. Let's hear what happened. Job chapter 1, verses 12 to 22. Job 1, verses 12 to 22.
Oh, Job 1?
Yes.
Oh, I just...
And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing, and the donkeys feeding beside them. When the Sabaeans raided them and took them away, indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels, and took them away. Yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in all this, Job did not sin, nor charge God with wrong.
All right. What we have here is profound insight into facing tragedy, major problems, and hard times. Rather than complaining and whining and wallowing in self-pity, and feeding resentment and trying to manipulate God, worship. That's not always easy to do, but that's the way out. A lot of times when they're given what I call the gospel of money, they talk about giving, but they say money, give your way out. Maybe you've heard it. It's all over. Like you give, but you give them money. That's interesting. And then that's the way out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now let's look at the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here, well, Jesus died. He gave his life for our way out of our sin, so we could get back to the Father and have a relationship with the Father. Okay. The principle is still for us. Giving is your way out. But look what this is saying. This is saying, bless the Lord. Give him the glory. Give him the glory due his name. Don't rob God of the thanksgiving, the praise, the honor, the glory that is due him. Yeah, give your way out. If you want to be blessed, bless God. Because they all say, oh, well, if you want to be financially stable, give money, sow the seed of money or whatever, mm-hmm. and you'll get money back. Okay, but if God is gonna curse your prosperity because you're not giving him the glory, well, good for you. You know, you can prosper one day and it just, I'm just saying, think this through, because you know I'm really on a kick against the gospel of money being preached everywhere. It's just pathetic. So that somebody else can go out and preach the gospel. Well, how about we just preach the gospel and look at the gospel and study it and all like that and see what God is saying here. The other is tangible, and I think that's the thing. Maybe a lot of people today want something tangible. They can also go broke because they encourage people to use their credit cards and have great sums of money, you know, and if you watched every day, I mean, and you obeyed every day, I mean, my goodness, you know, there's only a few people in the world that wouldn't make a dent in their income, right, or in anything. But think of this. You can go out and you can like, oh, I love the way you pulled that off. Look at this weather. People are paying hundreds of dollars for this weather down here today. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You came down from up north just to be in this weather, mm-hmm. just to be here. Every year, right? And, oh, all right. Except you didn't fly like a little bird. Or did you? No, you drove.
What?
Did you fly or drive?
We drove.
Okay. Well, we can't technically call her a snow bird then. She didn't fly down. But you got down here. All right. So, but we can do this. This is something everybody can do. We can bless God. We can do this. All right. Which is what I like about it. And if you get laryngitis or something and you can't speak, write it down. I don't care. But think it in your head. Don't give the devil anything. You know? If he goes after your voice, say, aha. Well, I can write it. I'm going to write it down now. Look at that. All right. We worship. Barak Ha. I don't know. I may butcher it every time. I apologize to all the people who speak Hebrew. That are listening.
You're doing fine.
Huh?
You're doing fine.
I am?
Good enough.
Oh, I practiced, but that doesn't mean, you know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is in control. Everything belongs to God. And let's ask ourselves, can we really worship without praise? Are we really worshiping at all without praise? I think these words, these concepts of hallelujah, barakah, and hymnos teach us how to worship, to proclaim the living God worthy. Rather than ignore tragedy and suffering, because we don't ignore it. I'm not into Pollyanna land. I don't know about you folks. Because when I even get a hint that it's what I call the wolf at the door, it's war. I mean, you know what I mean? I like wolves in the natural. I think they're great. But spiritual wolves, the wolf is at the door, it's war. It's war. It's war. Personally. But rather than ignore tragedy and suffering, rather than deny it, rather than wallow in it, we rise above to the one who knows the end from the beginning, to our Creator, Redeemer, to the Almighty, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has opened the way, giving his life as the offering for sin, that we might enjoy with rejoicing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and live. This is about living. Because things, there are things that draw you to the grave. All these words are related. Grief, ground, what? The grave.
Gravity,
right, gravity. They have a downward pull. It's a downward pull. That can be overcome by, because God lifts us up. We go up. The only element, broad element of the water, the air, fire, and the earth that God does not identify himself with personally is the earth. He's living water. He's the living fire. He's the living breath. He's the living God. He doesn't identify that, oh, I'm the living dust. No. He doesn't identify with that. So we go up into that realm where he is. He is our eternal God, the living God. By the atoning work of Jesus Christ, we have been bought with a price. Oh, we thought we were. We people think, I'm my own. I'm my own. You should hear him talk. I'm my own person. Really? Okay, well, we're not. We're either being swayed and influenced and possessed. Possession has to do with ownership, by the way. Possessed by the devil, or we are owned by Jesus Christ and belong to him. We are not our own. No believer is his or her own. We are not our own. We can be thankful. We can be thankful that the living God who owns us is gracious, loving, benevolent, kind, merciful, but is also just. Is a just God. So we can be thankful. We've passed from the side of his justice and live in the side of his grace. When something bad happens or that, we don't hide from God. We are to run and hide in God and get behind him. Wrath is coming out. Get behind God. And we have that in Jesus Christ. So, we are to praise God, bless him, let it become a way of life, for that is what it is. It is a way of life. A way of life. All right, that's actually it. That's the message today. Because we're going to sing a song, and then we're going to listen to a psalm. So the first song we're going to sing is This Is My Father's World, and then we're going to listen to all of Psalm 24. This is, and then we're going to watch two videos, and the other psalm we're going to read is Psalm 113, and then we're going to have the benediction. But now to all our friends listening in everywhere, we all say,
Amen.
Amen.